VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is demanding that police find and punish the killers of the anti-corruption activist Katerina Hansiuk. Hansiuk died Sunday, 3 months after she was severely burned in an acid attack. She underwent 11 operations after the attack. Hundreds of people gathered outside the Interior Ministry in Kiev Sunday in her memory. Police have the alleged attacker in custody, but they still do not know who ordered the attack. The Iranian prosecutor general initially said it was the work of separatists, but the investigation continues. The 33-year-old Hansiuk was a senior official and anti-corruption activist in the major southern port city of Kherson. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is resuming denuclearization talks with North Korea this week in New York. He said Sunday he'll be meeting with the North's number two official, Kim Jong-chul.
We haven't had any missile tests. There have been no nuclear tests. We've had the returns of American remains. These are all good steps. We're continuing to negotiate with the North Koreans to achieve what President Trump set out, the full denuclearization verified by the United States of the Korean Peninsula, and then a brighter future for the North Korean people.
On Fox News, Pompeo called the coming talks a, quote, good opportunity to move towards specifics of when and how North Korea might end its nuclear weapons program. He told Fox News there will be, quote, no economic relief until we have achieved our ultimate objective, the end of North Korea's nuclear program. Sri Lanka's president on Sunday ordered parliament to reconvene November 14th. He said lawmakers will then get the chance to hold a confidence vote on the nation's former strongman president, who has just been named prime minister. This is VOA News.